actually a critical question. And as you can imagine, as we are talking about different geographies with different, let's say, social, economic environments and contexts, there's no solution that would apply or would be successful in every geography at any point. And that's actually one of the points that we are making in our outputs, in the sense that some solutions may fit well in one geography, some others in another geography. But to your point, last year, part of our activity was also to run a survey among stakeholders and experts in the field to try to understand a bit the barriers, the challenges that they perceive, what holds them from implementing or from scaling up digital adoption in the power system. And as we kind of expected, the main issues that they highlighted and we also agreed with were related to, first of all, not fully understanding the benefits of digitalization. So they were aware of the system, the ecosystem that is unlocked, on the benefits, the overall benefits, but they were not really aware of the full spectrum of advantages brought by that, the synergies and the efficiency, overall system efficiency that is brought by digitalization in the power sector. Then there were some concerns about costs and about the fact that in these cases we are talking about upfront costs, but obviously the cost-benefit analysis will immediately show results, especially, and I'm connecting with my first intervention, especially when we are talking about creating that critical mass that show benefits, because that's important. If we are having, if we distribute scattered, let's say, solutions here and there, then the aggregated overall economic and social benefits may not come immediately. But if we are talking about a critical mass of technologies on tools, then we'll see that the cost-benefit analysis will immediately show positive signs. So that was another concern. And probably a third one, if I were to rank them, was also related to somehow the... let me call it, maybe it's not the perfect wording, but the literacy level when it comes to digital in the energy sector, which bridges a bit with not fully understanding the solution, but it's a bit different. So the literacy level that is uneven, we were talking about uneven distributions. So it's also uneven among stakeholders. Obviously, utility companies know more about that. Think tanks and research centers know a bit more on that. Unfortunately, we are seeing, and based on the respondents of our stakeholders, lower understanding is obviously among the general public that doesn't have the time, obviously, to understand fully this, but it's within the responsibility of the other actors, but also among authorities, their understanding on the benefits and on the, let's say, this ecosystem was relatively low in comparison with the others. And coming to your point, and I'm closing with that, innovation, I started saying that the energy sector has a higher inertia. Therefore, you know, some other sectors have been witnessing a higher adoption, and we are seeing a digital penetrating other sectors before the energy sector. And that's an opportunity, because we already have some tested solutions, some technologies that can be easily imported into the energy sector. So for this kind of, let's say, universally applicable solutions, we don't need that much innovation when it comes to technology itself. We maybe need innovation when it comes to regulatory nudges and frameworks to adopt that. We may need some policy support schemes or subsidies, or in general programs that would foster this adoption or would increase that adoption. So on this side, probably innovation from a technical side is not that much needed. But when it comes to solutions that are emerging within the energy sector, new innovative solutions that are dedicated for the energy sector, then I think it's a very long debate whether, you know, it's a matter or it's a business entirely on the utility companies, on the operators. Is it a central authority, let's say, driven initiative or process? It's obviously, you know, it's a combination of all these things. But we are living also in a world in which the role of utility companies of distribution system operators, for instance, is changing. They need to become more active. Then their role is more active and needs to become more active in order to accommodate this flexibility and this ecosystem that we are talking about. So most probably we should expect innovation over there. Once again, if the regulatory framework allows them to foster innovation, because as you know, these operators, most of them, especially grids operators, are natural monopolies. So they don't have a competition, but the regulatory framework is simulating a sort of a competition. Their revenues, their margins are regulated. Therefore, sometimes the space for innovation is relatively low. So we need to foster that through public policies, through different regulatory support schemes or different frameworks that would encourage that. And obviously, just to bridge with the other colleagues, incorporating third party actors startups is absolutely a key factor in identifying solutions that would scale the solutions and would increase their adoption in the energy sector too.